Begin the current daf and said this even daf ayin vav begin on the base begin with the maskel begins words the gemara the Rabbi Yechon Amar Kediyonet Dikisar Bechulu. Rabbi Yechon said like the judges of Caesarea etc. Tosfos can explain what's their opinion, and Tosfos tries to explain that this seems to be opposite the basic mathematical facts, and Tosfos explains what was really the primary intention of the judges of Caesarea. The gemara quotes the Yonet Dikisure that when you have a square within a circle, it's half. In other words, half of the square that's less than the circumference of the circle, which is like the measurement of half of the circumference of the square. And Tais explains what's their reason. Tais says, because the under the Kesari hold, when you have the hypotenuse, when you have an amma squared, which is that diagonal, it's actually not like we always quote 1 2/5, 1.4. It's actually 2 amas in its diagonal, which the diagonal is double from the diameter. Oh, so therefore, when we have a circle that the circumference is 24 tvach, and we're talking about the hypotenuse, the diagonal, so that's going to be 8 tvachim. So it comes out that the length of each side is half of that, which is 4 tvachim, which that's the measurement that you need for this window to be a square within the circle, to have that inner square, which is 4 times 4 is 16 tvachim, which is less than the circumference of this circle, which is 24 tvachim. How much? By a measurement of half of the circumference of the inner square, which is 8 tvachim, which is this diagonal, which is called the hypotenuse. So that's the 8 tvachim, that the 16 is less than the 24 of the circle. Now, Taisa says, but the halacha does not follow like this of the judges of Caesarea. You could unpack the sukkah, like the Gemara says in the first place, the chesam beis, because we see the facts that it's not like that. As a very simple proof, as Taisa brings, the whole length and the width. Forget about the hypotenuse, which is just somewhere in the middle. That's only when you take an amma squared. The whole length and width is 2 amas. How could the hypotenuse, which is just a little bit more extended on the diagonal, be 2 amas itself? Now, although the Gemara over there explains the halach of Rabbi Yechon, which initially it says it's based on the under the Kesari regarding a sukkah that's round. Now, so we see from over there that you don't have to learn from there that he holds like the under the Kesari. But here, the only way to understand him, as our Gemara explains, is like the judge of Caesarea. And therefore, just like the Gemara says in the Sukkot, the less of the young, the Caesarea, that we don't hold like the judge of Caesarea. Obviously, we don't hold like the Birchon's halacha here because it's based on that mathematical calculation of the young, the Caesarea, which the facts are not like that. But then there's the Kasha, typical. How could they have made such an error? With such a simple mathematical fact, we see it's not like that. The difficulty is in the wording, and this is the interpretation of what our Gemara means to say, as we said from Rashi. Just like they said, when you're saying that a circle within a square is a quarter, what does that mean to say? That the circle is less a quarter from the whole larger square. So that we should have said the same type of terminology when you're saying revu megoi gula, when you're saying a square from within a circle, should have said tilsa mikol eagle, meaning you should have mentioned the thing on the outside in, as it relates to that, which is a third from the whole circle, which shahu palgamin revu shemavim, which that's half of the inner square. Or say the other way, we should have said for the other one igula megoi ribua, that a circle from within a square. If you're discussing as the subject. What's the inside thing? So you just said tilsim and eagle shabifanim. It's a third of the circle that's within the inside. In other words, why when you're discussing the square are you discussing the outer square and not the inner circle when you're discussing the circle? But when you're discussing the square and the circle, then suddenly you're giving the measurements as it relates to the inner square and not to the outer circle. So this brings b'yesh mevarshim. Now those who explain that actually the Yonni de Kisari le Dibru, the judge of Caesarea, they're only speaking about, not regarding circumference, Ela in a karka shebetechir rebu ve'igol. The ground, meaning the area, that's within the square and the circle. And their words are specifically regarding the square that's in the circle, that's within the square. And therefore, it's actually all relative to the ultimate square on the outside. Regarding this, oh, now it comes out that the judge of Caesarea said is true. Meaning, as Tais explains, if you can make a square 2 amas by 2 amas, and the tasa equal between the base al base, then you make a circle within that square that's also 2 by 2. But again, every time a circle is less because it doesn't have the corners. And then the oid ribu betech eagle. Then this is all part of one case. And then you have a square within that circle. Ah, timse ribu achitzen. Comes out that you have in the outer square arbachetikas amalama. If it's 2 by 2, then you have a total of 4. You have 4 rows of an ama by an ama. And then the be eagle betech ribu. Then you have the circle that's within that square. Shalosh chatikas shel amalama. You have 3 bits of an ama by an ama. The reason is because the merubu yotel eagle revia. Because a square has more than a circle, a quarter. So therefore, it has a quarter less, which is 3 amma by amma, and not 4 by amma by amma. Now, over to view how panimi aim by kim base. Now, the inner square, it only has 2 amma by ammas. Because it's half of the outer square. Dahainu, which is tilsapachas menigil, which that comes out that it's a third less than the circle. Ah, so now that all makes sense. That's all what we're talking about over here in the mathematical equation. Now, but says Tosfos, Elishashas Besukah Rabbi Yochanan Nahacha, but the Gemara in the second Besukah and Rabbi Yochanan over here, Tog the Brim, they made a mistake in what the Dayan the Kesar had said. They thought that the Dayan the Kesar were talking about regarding circumference, and that's not like the mathematical facts that we said. Ah, Vashta Asi Shabbat Madinokin Paga. Now we also understand. Which Tais had a difficulty. Why are you picking one, the outer, the geometric figure, and one that you're doing relative to the inner geometric figure? Because the truth is that coil, both cases, the square, which is the quarter of the circle within the square, and the half of the square within the circle, they're all koya ribua chitzin, they're all in relation to the outer square, kolayma. When we say the circle within the square is a quarter kolayma, parchas ribim ribua chitzin, it's a quarter less than the outer square. And Rebu Megoi Gula, when we said that the square within the circle is Palga, it's half Mimasha Nisha Rebu Achitzen of Rebu Apanimi. It's half of what you have more, the outer square than the inner square, Yuhanami Chetzos Apanimi, which that's also half of the inner one. So Taisa said that ultimately what the judge of Caesarion had said, which was that the circle, the circumference, the way Rebu Yechon understood it, is. The circle is a quarter less than the outer square, and the square is half of Rabbi Yochanan thought that what he means to say is that the square that's in the circle is half of from the outer circle. That's what the hypotenuse is. It's double of each side. Which is half of the circle, but Tais says it's not their intent, and they weren't talking about regarding circumference. They were talking actually only regarding the area, and so too it's not regarding anything more than comparing just to the outer square. And they were saying that the circle is a quarter less than the outer square, and the inner square is half of the outer square. Kitchenek says Matzah begins with the Gemara, Ubavachli Yiridu Lamata. As long as you don't bring the food down from the top of the wall, Tais explains that we're talking about. That the chateres do not have an eruv, and also Tosfos comes to qualify who's that Mishnah like in the machlekes of Shimon and Rabban. The Mishnah said that you can't bring down from the wall that's between the two courtyards the food that's on the top. Tosfos explains that this is of bringing food down from the wall. Tosfos says davka lefisha im pesach benen. That's specifically because there's no opening between them. It's just a wall. She'en chateres yichoyin la'arv yachad. So therefore, the courtyards cannot join together, and like we said, the wall is its own area, so you can't bring it down. But if there is an opening in this wall and they made an iris, then you could take it down from the wall and bring it to the house from the courtyard. You could bring up on top of the wall because it's all included in the area between the two courtyards, including that wall. Now, Tais says additionally, our Mishnah says you're not allowed to take down from the wall and bring it down, which that sounds like to the courtyard. Because the Lidei, Mutta Lahari, the Lahibi, Abagav, the Lahibi, because according to him, as we explained, we're talking about that there's no air between the courtyards, even so, you would be allowed to take down from the top of that wall and bring it into the courtyard. He says later on the Pitas and Madal, Gagas, the roofs, Chateris, the courts, the Kafifas, and enclosed areas for non-residential purposes, Rishos, Akhlikim, Shabbos, Mutarikhan. They're all considered one domain for the things that start up Shabbos in there, and here it's not on top of the wall. You'd be able to bring it into your Chatzar. Or Inami, another person tells you, I believe Reb Shimon asked you. You could say our mission is even like Reb Shimon. Well, my Lamat, that doesn't mean you can't bring down the food from the top of the wall down. It means Lamat Labat means down into the house. Now the Gemara says living up to the base of Manav, that would be forbidden. The house is considered distinct from Gagas, Chaseis, and Katifas, and therefore the Mishnah could even be like Reb Shimon when it says Lamat. But then Tayyip says, we're going to say Rabbanan. But according to Rabbanan, Amai Asta Lahari Lamat Lachat, so why would they say it's forbidden to bring down from the top of the wall down to the courtyard? Which we said that's a simple understanding. Once the Reb Shimon could even be like Batim, but according to, it's simply like Rabbanan taking it down to the courtyard. Why is it forbidden? Hamayd Rabban the Chaseis or Shaslazman, but Rabban themselves, they agree. Although they don't have the expansive like Reb Shimon, Gagas, Chaseis, and Kafifas, but they agree that all courtyards in the town are considered as one area, and there's no problem about taking from one courtyard to another one. Because I'm going to hear the Bekrai called Gagas, like it says, Lindab Sadiq and Beis, because Tim Solomon, if he says, if you're going to look into this whole thing, you're going to come out like different man of Hulu, it's going to be like this, or different Chacham, it's going to be what? Gagas, Vechatzeres, or Shasachas, they consider the roofs and the courts as one domain. The Kafifas, or Shasachas, and the enclosed areas are its own domain. Vesham Pierce Bukhund Rashi explains over there, meaning the Mutla Haitzim Chatzal Rabban, that according to Rabban, you're allowed to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard, even though there's no Eiv. They have Yerayim and Bryce, and it brings Yerayim from a Bryce, and Tanya also, in fact, we learn the Bryce over there, Anche Chatzim, Anche Mepesim, Bechulu, that they forgot and they didn't join the Eiv. So it comes out that from the wall to bring it down to the courtyard is like taking from one courtyard to another one, so even the Kornab Banda should be Mutter. So therefore, actually, it says Taisis should come out that even according to Rabbanan, you should have to say, what does it mean Lamatim? It means Lamat Labatim, because even according to Rabbanan, so the Chatzah should be permitted. And says Taisis, but likely, maybe you cannot say, no, on top of a wall, keeping the Lady Nechatash Mishnah, since not convenient utility. Chashav Kakarfa, that's considered like a Karfav. Ulahachi Aslahar Lurban, therefore, it's forbidden according to Rabbanan, because the Chatzah Bakarfa Shavish, because they hold that a courtyard and a Karfa considered two different domains. So Taisis, no, because then that would be the case. Afaliyash Pesach Ben Ebi Irbu, we said this whole halacha is talking about where there's only wall, there's no Pesach. But then it should come out that Afaliyash Pesach Ben Ebi Irbu, that even if there's an opening between Enemy and Eiv, should still be Aslahar Lurban, there should still be forbidden to bring it down on the bottom, because there ain't Eiv Mayla Karfa, because the Eiv does not help for a Karfa. And hence, says Taisa, if the Karfa Shaloy Aslatat Lechatzer, even from his own Karfa, it's forbidden to carry into his own courtyard. I mean, Leel, very gently, they must have enough of Gimel Beis, Gabin Nizarubai. Person's own yard or his own area, if most of it was got planted with seeds, Harek again is like a garden of Aslan forbidden, because it's a Karfa, even to his own courtyard. So it says to Ezra, if that's the case, my year, Christopher mentioned the Chatzis, then why? He's saying it's specifically a wall between two courtyards. I feel like, yes, like, what do you mean he has a wall in his own courtyard? If we're saying that the top of the wall is a karfim, ye oslash tamash al kamba, because of karfim, that should be forbidden to use it here on top, if you're considering it as a karfim. And since you can't say that, so then today's question comes back. It comes in according to Abanan, and what does it mean lamat? It should also have to mean lamat lamat. So that's just Ezra, Emre, the Reese says no. Devadi loimitam karfim hudasa. No, most definitely, you're right. It's not forbidden on top of the wall because of a karfav. It's not. It's not considered a karfav. Elam Shom Da'as Shadadi. It's only because the two domains of the courtyards that are in the perimeter of this wall, they make a forbidden one or the other. And then the question is, so if it's no problem carrying from Chatzal Chatzar, even if it's by two different owners, so that's what Taisa says the Re, no. V'hadusha Rabban v'chatzal Chatzar, this Rabban permit to carry from one courtyard to another one. Ha'ini davkuk shalai v'kachatzal Asma. That specifically, that halacha was only if each Chatzar did not make it in the air of itself, but it's with the own house of its own courtyard. Then you can carry from one courtyard to another one. Then it's not so commonly found the vessels that start up Shabbos in the house to be in the chatzah, because you're not allowed to carry from your own bias to your chatzah, because you didn't make an air. Oh, then you can carry from chatzah to chatzah. I will ever call chatzah last, but if each chatzah made its own eruv, then gazrin and dim asla fukim and debat mechatzah chatzah, then we actually do make exer that we might come to carry the vessel in the house into another chatzah. And therefore, over here, which each house has its own air, therefore you're not allowed to go ahead and carry from Chatzah to Chatzah. And so it's also obviously this. I think more later on, the Tzadik Aleph, Amid Beis, which Rashi explains over there that since they made an area for themselves, and the people of the Chatzah are going to carry out their own vessels to the Chatzah, and the people on the upper story, are because they have their own area, they're going to carry it to the porch, then we're concerned that if we permit them to carry out the vessels from the chatzah to the mepesah, they might come to take out all the things that start of Shabbos in the house to the porch, which that would be problematic. That's the same idea that we're saying over here, that, yeah, chatzeris are permitted, but not when each chatzah had their own eruv, because then actually it is forbidden, and therefore that's why it's also even to the chatzah, according to Rabbanan, not just labais.